Red shortstop Zach Cozart enjoying his new donkey, a gift to him for making the All-Star team, and D. Gordon making a big impact for the Marlins early on in Cincinnati.
And there goes D. Gordon, and the pitch is outside, and it pops out of the mitt. And here's the 1-1 now from Stevenson, way outside. D. Gordon, he has that base stolen.
And it's right up the middle, and that's where Scooter Gennett is playing. So the Marlins have a 1-0 lead. Rio Muto, deep left field, way out of here. Upper tank, two-run shot, and Miami jumps back on top. JT, a bolt to left, and it's gone, just like that. Two-run homers and a double. Have a night, JT Rio Muto, and Miami jumps back on top.
Now 5-4 ball game, Reds threatening again to score.
That was 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, an elevated fastball, he struck him out.
Liner caught, Boer gets the out,
boom,
and the Marlins get out of it.
Junichi Tozawa allows one run in the frame, but no more. The Marlins go on to win 5-4. JT Realmuto goes 3-for-4 with the 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. D. Gordon finishes 2-for-5 with a run scored and the 2 stolen bases. The Marlins have now won back-to-back games at Great American Ballpark to improve to 44-51 on the year. Here's their manager, Don Mattingly.
Yeah, there was a few in there. That obviously was one when they're in the eighth. It gets later, they seem bigger. But we got some big outs in there. That was obviously a huge double play. I thought early in the game, the Suarez double play, really, that inning could turn really bad. And that could put us in danger all night. But Chris kind of hangs in there. You know, didn't look like he had great command tonight. But he at least hangs in there and gets us into the game, right? And Witt gets us a big out. Harlan gets us a big out in the right spot. So then we kind of get our way through.
You have to listen to Justin Ford talk about how high he can jump now.
Did he even get off the ground on that? I don't know if he got off the ground. Yeah, I think we're, he's getting better. He's still working. I think he feels like he's still working on his swing. That's going to get better. But I think we see what he can do. We see the way he throws. His blocking's just improved tremendously from last year to now. I know we're working on some of the other stuff still, but yeah, he's going to be one of those guys.
The Marlins will go for the series sweep on Sunday afternoon. Tom Kohler will make the start.